Shaking It Up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. The 21st day of the holy month of Ramadan marks the day of the martyrdom of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyid al-Wasiyyin, Imam al-Muttaqeen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. A man who left behind a legacy and is second only to the Messenger of God, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in his contributions toward this faith. A man who we know now is at the forefront of the battles fought by the Messenger of God, teaches us how to worship and how to communicate with our Lord by means of his supplications, by means of his prayers. A man who would openly state, "Uhib min dunya thalathan," that I love from this world three things, amongst them, as-sawm bis-sayf, fasting in the heat of the summer. You take a look at the life, the legacy, the teachings of the commander of the faithful, Ali alayhi salam, and the tongue cannot do justice to his merit, to his beauty, to his personality, to his courage, to his charisma, to his character. He is a manifestation of the mercy of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as we've mentioned now numerous times. But very briefly on this eve, as we mark the martyrdom of Ali alayhi salam, I wanted to reflect personally upon some of the last words of the commander of the faithful, Ali alayhi salam, in his final will to his two children, to his two sons, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. In a very lengthy and very beautiful wasiyah of the commander of the faithful, Ali alayhi salam, he offers us, the reader as well, so many a unique spiritual insight. He begins, for instance, by offering advice in terms of personal and spiritual advices. And then the Imam alayhi salam continues and he starts talking about social diseases within the community and the responsibility of Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn to be at the forefront in caring for the orphans and the widows, for instance. And then the Imam alayhi salam, he utters these lines in which he also speaks to you and I, as he states, "Usikum, usikuma wa jami'a waladi wa ahli wa man balaghahu kitabi." He states, "I advise you both," meaning Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, "and I advise all of my children, and I advise all of the members of my family, and everyone whom this writing, whom this letter reaches." That's you and I. 1400 years ago, Ali ibn Abi Talib was thinking about what contribution he is going to make in terms of the way that we look at our lives. Alayhi salatu wasalam. وَمَنْ بَلَغَهُ كِتَابِي بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. I advise you to have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa, of course, is the core essence of the month of Ramadan. لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. A sense of God consciousness, God awareness, feeling the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increasing our relationship with God by means of our recognition of Him. How often do I remember my Creator? When I'm about to commit a sin or perform an act of transgression like that of backbiting someone else or speaking poorly about another individual, will I remember that God is watching and all of a sudden restrict my tongue from uttering those words? Or before my eye looks at something forbidden, will I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those are the questions that we want to see to really determine whether this month of Ramadan has been something that has been transformational for us or not. So he states that amongst those things that I want you all to think about is taqwallah. I advise you to become pious, to be God conscious, to recognize the presence of your Creator. Wa nadhmi amrikum, the Imam alayhi salam continues, and I advise you to keep your affairs in order. What does it mean? Perhaps it could mean a lot of different things. Amongst them, it could mean, for instance, make sure that you're fulfilling your responsibilities to your families. You have a job, do your job and do it well. If you're a student, be a good student. Or it could mean, for instance, وَنَذْمَ أَمْرِكُمْ, take care of your responsibilities and your affairs and take charge of all of the issues that surround your life, like that of your debts, pay back your debts. Or like that of fulfilling your religious obligations. If you have missed prayers, make up those prayers. If you have missed fasts, make those fasts up. Every day needs to be an improvement from the previous day. Every day we need to start making those small incremental steps toward transforming our lives, toward fulfilling our duties, because at the end of the day, we're all bound by the time and the place of this transient dunya, meaning that every single one of us are not going to live here forever. So in the time that we're here, what do we have to do except for take control of these affairs? وَالصَّلَاحِ ذَاتِ بَيْنِكُمْ. And this is where the Imam عليه السلام stresses this point. He states, after I advise you to have taqwa in Allah, and after I advise you to take control of your affairs, then I advise you to maintain good relations amongst yourselves. Stay united. Focus on values. Focus on commonalities. Don't separate from one another. How many a people, they break relationships with others over things that are seemingly so insignificant. And I know it's something that I've repeated so many times for those of you who have listened to the last 20 episodes before this one. But nonetheless, again, a stress on something which might be so small to us, but in the last words uttered by the commander of the faithful, Ali alayhi salam, again he stresses the importance of maintaining good relations with one another. وَالصَّلَاحِ ذَاتِ بَيْنِكُمْ فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ جَدَّكُمَا. So maintain good relations, for surely I heard from your grandfather, again speaking to Hassan and Hussein, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ صَلَاحُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ أَمَّةِ السَّلَاتِ وَالسِّيَامِ. That surely the improvement of mutual differences, the reconciling between differences, is better than prayers and fasting. And of course, prayers and fasting in this regard means recommended prayers and fasting. Such an emphasis by a man like that of the commander of the faithful, Ali alayhi salam. And I recognize where that might be challenging for so many people, even for myself, to let things go, so to say. But again, it's not so much as a testimony that you're making or demonstrating to the one who is standing against you, or who has wronged you, for instance. Sometimes forgiving others is more about forgiving ourselves. Sometimes forgiving others is more about allowing for ourselves to get over the hump, so to say, and focus on things which are perhaps a little bit more relevant at that particular moment. And you go ahead and you see that the way that Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam lived his life was following in these footsteps in reality. He was that role model, that example for us. For when he was fighting against the army of Muawiyah, in the Battle of Siffin, for instance, when the Imam alayhi salam pierced through the opposing enemy, he would be seen crying afterwards. To which some of his companions, like that of Malik al-Ashtar, they would go to him and they would say, "Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, usually in the midst of the battlefield, you are laughing and you are smiling, because what you're doing is you're defending this religion. And you're doing it in the way of God amongst those who only wish to cause more bloodshed and more harm." To which Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam would respond to them, "But those individuals who want to shed my blood, they also call out, 'La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.' Though of course they don't believe it in their hypocrisy. At the end of the day, I don't want to shed the blood of someone who believes in God and who believes in my brother, the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He was interested in reconciling the affairs of people. For the first 25 years of his life, he recognized what it meant to keep quiet and taught us a lesson in how to be courageous and brave and stand up for the truth, but at the same time, by means of silence. And for the remaining 4 years and 6 to 9 months of his life, as the leader of the Muslim world, Khalifa al-Muslimin, We learn what it means to maintain good relations, but in a way where sometimes you need to call out the injustices of that which is around you. Knowing how to speak, knowing when to speak, knowing how to engage others, knowing how to bring others toward goodness and forbid them from evil is what we learn from Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. So we go back toward these lines again as an opportunity for us to hopefully magnify the words of the commander of the faithful, alayhi salam. As he states, wassara hidha tibaynikum, reconcile between these differences. Work toward a common good. If we in our communities, in our mosque spaces, within Islamic centers, are so divided for things that are political and for things that are seemingly so absurd many a times, if we work together and focus on a common good under the banner of the commander of the faithful Ali alayhi salam, how many more orphans would we be able to serve? How many more survivors of domestic violence would we be able to serve under his name and under his banner? How many hospitals would we be able to build? How many food pantries would we be able to create? Where would we be in terms of offering support financially or otherwise toward all isolated and marginalized communities all across the world? The Hazara in Afghanistan, the Rohingya community, 5 million orphans in Iraq, millions of widows in Yemen. Under the banner of Ali ibn Abi Talib, if we as a Muslim community work together and allow for him to be the focal point of our unity and striving forth and making a difference in this world, truly then we have the opportunity to really tell ourselves that we're walking in the footsteps of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. But until then, we'll read his words, we'll reflect upon his legacy, we'll try our best to mirror after his prayers. But many a times, we don't see that any of that is really transformational because of the animosity that we keep within our hearts for one another. Let these nights of Laylatul Qadr and these blessed days of the latter part of the holy month of Ramadan and our love for Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam soften our hearts to one another so that we work together, so that we're difference makers, so that we're truly mirroring our actions and our etiquette and our lives after the commander of the faithful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala al-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.